The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And Michigan's official state Christmas tree may very well be here in St. Clair County. Bill Dieter is the Grant Township Supervisor. He's the president of the Michigan Townships Association and on the committee that selects the state Christmas tree, and he's online with us right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Paul.
We talked about this maybe a year ago, maybe not quite a year ago, but I think it was maybe end of last year, very beginning of this year, about the search for the state Christmas tree, something you've been involved in for a while. So kind of walk us through the process.
Yeah, the Department of Technology and Management in Lansing and the Michigan Timberman Association, which I'm a member of, and three members of our Michigan Townships Association go out and harvest the tree. And, you know, Paul, I'd like to be up front. We just don't go out and cut a tree down for the Capitol. These are usually problem trees,
okay,
you know, that people would like taken down, you know, because it's cost prohibitive, you know. And anyhow, we like a spruce tree. Doesn't have to be a blue spruce. A green spruce is perfect. And we usually like them about 60 foot or taller.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually we have about 7 to choose from statewide. Our department was in Escanaba yesterday. They found one there. They found one in St. John's. We're looking at one next week out in Wales. I don't know if it's Wales or Memphis. We're looking at one. And we got our eye on one in Port Huron Township.
Well, that would be kind of exciting to have one from St. Clair County, wouldn't it?
Well, my crew's excited because I'm president this year, the state board. And they thought it'd be just kind of nice to have one from my area. I'd point out that whoever donates the tree is usually the Grand Marshals at the Silver Bells Parade November 18th in Lansing. And then they have a horse and carriage and that. And it's really a nice parade in Lansing. And then we light the tree afterwards at the Capitol. But we'll harvest the tree, Paul. And the hoopla is what I enjoy, is the high school band that might come out, the veterans and everything the day we take the tree down. And then we load it and we take it back to Lansing. And then usually on Saturday morning, we pull up in front of the Capitol with our crane and the Boy Scouts troop, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, come and they cut all the ropes off and volunteer to help us. So, you know, I've been a volunteer all my life, so I really appreciate this job.
I love hearing the behind the scenes of this too, Bill, because we're all aware that Michigan has a state Christmas tree out on the Capitol lawn every year. But what we don't know an awful lot about is where it comes from, how it gets there, and as you talk about all the ceremony that goes into cutting it down and then bringing it to the Capitol.
Yes. Yes. I had no idea, Paul, until I got involved, how nice it is to be with people all over the state. And I might add, this year's president traveling around the state, I have met so many wonderful people here that it's a blessing.
That must be a lot of fun to get some real insight into the people of Michigan and to be able to see so much of this state.
It is. Yep. I have met so many people. It's just unreal. But if getting back to the tree, it would really be nice if somebody has a problem tree or something, we'd be more than happy to look at it next week. And I guess I don't know if there's much I can add to it other than the parade in itself is wonderful.
I'll bet.
Last year's tree, Paul, I got to tell you, it was a Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah?
It was a Charlie Brown, and our friend Matt over there at the head of this Department of Technology and Budget, Matt White, we call him Mary Kay, because he can make any tree look good. So
that's a special talent.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And so, this is a real win-win, as you say. It's a problem tree, a tree that somebody otherwise would probably have to have removed from their property, but it's still nice enough looking that it can be decorated for the holiday season. It's a win-win because then they get to donate this tree and not have to worry about having it removed, and the state capitol gets a nice decoration.
Yes, it is. It is. Yes. Yeah, and the one I think out in Wales or Columbus, out that way, it's a problem tree, and the lady's at a point where she would have to pay to have it removed. Yeah. But I got to say, it's a nice tree. It would be my choice so far.
When will the decision be made? When will it be harvested?
It'll be harvested right towards the end of October. And then we'll take it to Lansing and set it. And then, like I said, the parade is a couple, 2-3 weeks afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, exciting
on
stuff.
On the 18th.
Keep us posted, Bill. We want to know where the tree comes from, especially if it comes from somewhere here in St. Clair County.
You know, Paul, I appreciate what you and Caleb's done for me and for our crew. And I don't know how I can repay you, but... I will do that for you, okay?
Well, that would be repayment enough. Yeah, just keep us in the loop and let us know what's going on. Because it's an interesting story. It's certainly kind of fun to talk about.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Bill. Have a great day. Take care.
Okay. Bye,
Bye-bye.